Hello.
Back. Yes.
Yes, hey
I know
Renee.
we're going to
So,
continue on. Hi.
perfect. Is it a good time? Can you talk right now?
Yes, I can.
Sounds perfect. All right. So I again just had a word with Samantha as well regarding the project. And first, I would like to know what's the reason behind your refund request?
It's not my request. It was Samantha's proposal, and I agreed. I just want to be sure that that's on the record.
Yep, I do had a word, as I told you, I do had a word with Samantha. She's saying that you wanted to have the sales, and that's why you were asking, continuously asking her to get the sales, and as there is no sales yet, so you wanted to go for the refund, and that's why she told you to go with the refund process.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So the thing is, it's a 6 months marketing campaign, Rini, and
And we're
we are
five and a half
currently.
months in, we're 5.5 months into it. I've been with
No,
you
no,
since
no.
May 13th.
Currently, it's gonna be 5.5 months since you signed up. But as far as the marketing campaign is concerned, so currently we are on the 4th month calendar, and as it is a long process, 6 months process.
Is your name David?
Yep.
Did I hear your name right, David?
Yep, it's
David,
David.
there's nothing left for us to talk about. Samantha and I had lived through 5.5 months of this, and she finally said, "Let's call it quits." And I said, "I agree. There are too many things that have been delayed, upset, reversed, and more delays." And she just finally said, "Let's call it quits," and I have agreed. So I am agreeing with her proposal. So let's just move forward on it. There's really nothing left to talk about.
Rini,
I
let me
assure
tell you
you of
that
that.
I got your point, but the reason behind my call is, as if you want to go with the refund right now, so you won't be getting the complete refund, because we have done almost 90% of the services mentioned in the contract,
David,
and it is just
David,
mm-hmm.
David, do you want me to read the contract terms to you? I will. I will. Do you want to just stop while I read you the critical lines, which I put in a note to all of you, and you read it. You read my notes, and you quoted the contract. Do you want me to read it again? You have a copy already, I'm quite
yep.
sure.
Yep,
But I'll read
I
it
do
again if
have.
you
No, really, that's fine. I do have the contract. I already have read it. But what I'm saying is, what the team is asking currently is just you to wait till December. If you don't get any sales till December, you will be getting the complete 100% refund of your amount in January. All they want is you to wait for once the marketing campaign is completed.
Let's, between us, read the critical line on the contract. And I sent you a copy of the critical paragraph. Let's just honor it and go forward. There is nothing left to discuss. We have run into every quagmire possible. Nothing has happened on both projects, I might add, because I also went with Elite Wiki Writers.
Yep.
And they promised to get my article published in Wikipedia. And after 5.5 months, that has never, no, after 6 months, that has never happened. This is the second project I've done with you. Nothing comes to fruition as promised. I praised team members.
But Rini, it's the same point as we are still continuing. The marketing campaign is still in process. As it is not completed, how can we expect the results before the timeline?
David, Samantha proposed we call it quits. I have agreed, and the contract says at any point that I am unsatisfied or dissatisfied with the project, I can call it quits. No questions asked with a 100% full refund. So I want the 100% full refund. And it says it will be processed in 24 to 48 hours. You're already in violation of that part of the contract.
All right, then, Renee, please tell me, what about the press release campaigns, blogs and articles, the 4 months marketing that we have done?
David,
then postcards,
there's
bookmarks.
Nothing to talk about. I want a full refund. The contract says I can have it. Samantha has suggested that we call it quits, and she and I both agreed that that's what we need to do. So just issue the refund before you're in more violation of the contract. David, there's nothing left to talk about. You're coming in cold. You haven't lived through this with us. Samantha has.
Really, all I'm saying is, like, we cannot process the 100% refund right now. Like, we do have to deduct the service charges for the services that we have successfully completed. It is almost 90% of the contract, 90% of the services,
David,
have been done.
David,
it
stop.
Is just the marketing.
Stop right now. David, stop. The contract says at any point that I am dissatisfied. Even Samantha was dissatisfied because she said it's time to call it quits. And it
Renee,
says I will receive 100%.
When I called you earlier,
no,
you yourself
no
told me, I'm not questioning anything.
No,
I'm saying when I called you earlier, 2 hours later, you yourself told me that you were satisfied with the services, but Samantha says to go for the refund. Now you're saying you are dissatisfied with the services.
So this is how David,
because almost everything is done over
David,
here, Renee.
David, nothing that matters has happened. Now, issue the refund. It said no questions asked. At any point, I can ask for this, and I will receive no questions asked, 100% refund. And it said I will be. It will be processed from the time I asked, which I put in writing on Monday. And it said it'll be processed in 24 to 48 hours. You are already in violation of the contract.
But, Renee, what about the services that are already being done?
David, stop.
The team has spent lots of
hours
working.
David, you're not going to talk me into it. Samantha and I have lived through it. We have agreed what needs to happen, and your job is to issue it. There's no
Renee,
discussion.
I cannot directly issue a refund for the services that we have already done.
You are mandated to issue me a full refund by terms of the contract. You are mandated.
But the 90% of the contract is completed, Renee. You need to understand this part as well.
David, please don't issue the refund and comply with the terms of the contract.
All right, let me have a detailed discussion once again with Samantha, and I will get back to you once again.
You have 24 to 48 hours after I have submitted the written request, and you are in violation already. There is nothing left to discuss. Return my money.
All right, Renee, let me have a word with Samantha first, and I will let you know by tomorrow.
There's nothing to let me know about except to assure me that you will process it and meet the terms of the agreement, the written agreement.
But, Renee, you need to understand this part as well, that 90% of the contract is completed. It is just the marketing process, and we are promising that you will be receiving, you will be getting the sales by December. If you don't get any sales in December, I promise you, Samantha has already promised you, that you will be getting the 100% refund without any question asked. But currently, we are still in the marketing process. We haven't completed yet.
David, Samantha and I have agreed it is your job to comply with the contract.
Renee, I had a word with Samantha. That's why I'm calling you.
Do you want me to read it to you again, the terms of the contract?
Renee, I do know the terms and conditions in the contract.
It says no
what I'm
questions
saying
asked.
Is
no
90% work
asked.
Has already been done.
No.
What about
questions
the services
asked.
That are already
no questions asked. David, don't. You have a moral and legal obligation to fulfill the terms of the contract. Samantha proposed we quit. I agree. We are doing it. Period. You haven't lived through what we have lived through.
Renee, all I'm
just
saying is what about the 90% of the services that have already been done?
Zero percent money has come in, which is the purpose and the real duty of the contract. It's not how much work you do. It's how much money you produce.
Renee, the marketing campaign is still in process. It's not completed yet.
Stop it. David, stop it. You must fulfill the terms of the contract, period, end of story. You must. The contract says you must. You are not going to produce 250% return on my money between now and December 31st. You know it, Samantha knows it, and I know it.
Renee, it is going to happen. That's why we are saying wait till December.
No, David.
That's why we are saying you need to wait till December. Once the campaign is completed, you will be seeing the sales yourself. If you don't see any sales, you will get 100% refund.
David.
You need to listen to me as well, Renee.
I am not going to listen to you because Samantha and I have already resolved it. Your job is to carry out the terms of the
I'm calling you after having a discussion with Samantha. I also had a word with her. We also had a meeting regarding your project. And as 90% work is done, we cannot issue you the 100% refund.
You not only can't, you cannot, you must. Don't tell me
cannot. No, I cannot. Because 90% work has already been done. What I can do for you, I can only refund you for the marketing campaign.
No, David. You must return the money. And if this conversation goes on, I am done with you. I will read you one more time. I've already put it in writing, but I will read it one more time.
I already know that you don't have to repeat it once again. So, yeah,
well,
I got
why don't you just comply to it? And it
because
says
it's
no
not possible, Renee. There is no point. You yourself told me in the previous call that
David,
you are satisfied with the services and Samantha offered you the refund. You yourself stated in the previous call when you were in a meeting.
David,
you said everything is good
to go.
David, stop
it.
It was Samantha.
David, if you keep going, I'm going to hang up. You must fulfill the terms of the contract. It says, service provider agrees to invoice the client for the services rendered under this contract. Any other services purchased by the client will be invoiced separately.
But you cannot change your statement in every call.
David, stop it. The client shall pay service provider the requested amount of $4,500 listed in Section 2. If the client doesn't receive the ROI of 250% over the period of the next six months, the client has
by
the
next
right
6 months, it means the next
the,
6 months of marketing.
David,
we haven't completed
David,
the six
David,
months of marketing.
Stop.
You need
the
to understand
client,
the contract technically
no,
as well,
David,
Renee.
Stop. The client has the right to request a 100% refund, which shall be processed in 24 to 48 hours. You are already out of terms of the contract by not processing it already. Now process it, get the job done. And stop
Renee,
arguing.
There must have to be a solid reason for determination of the contract.
You are not going to sit there and hold on to my money until December 31st. Then you're going to take 2 to 3 to 4 months to process it. I know how this works now because I've already been through it with Elite Wiki Writers. You're not going to do it to me a second time. Now,
Renee, that's a different company.
David, no, it's not. It's the same company.
It's the same company, but there's different departments. There is a difference.
Yes, It's the same company, and I've already experienced the bad results of
one
branch of your company.
Renee.
David, issue the refund and stop debating this subject. There's nothing to
debate. Renee, 100% refund is not possible at this point of time. I'm assuring you, if you don't get any sales till December, then you will be getting the 100% refund by January.
You don't get to make that decision. You don't get to make that choice. I have the right to request a 100% refund, which shall be processed in 24 to 48 hours. You must comply with that sentence. And don't tell me you can't. You must. It's under obligation.
No, Renee, I cannot. As the marketing campaign is still in process, if the campaign was completed and we haven't got you any sales, then I have already been processed the refund.
Issue the refund and stop it.
No, Renee, I'm really sorry, but that's not possible.
You
yourself said in the previous call that you were satisfied with the services, but Samantha gave you the option for the refund.
I never said that I was satisfied.
You said
every delay.
I told you that everything has been done from our side. It is just the marketing campaign and the sales.
In writing, I complimented staff members for the work that they did do. I issued compliments. This is just ridiculous that we're having this conversation.
So please tell me, are you not satisfied with the PRs, blogs, and articles, the revisions that have been done on the website?
I am not satisfied that we have gotten 0% sales. Zero sales, not a penny, has come through in 5.5 months. I'm also not satisfied with the delay upon delay upon delay upon delay that occurred with this project. And
so what I can do for you, let's do this. What I can do for you, I can provide you a refund for the market.
100% refund or nothing else. 100% refund is all I will accept, and I'm not going to go on with this conversation anymore. You are upsetting me because you are in violation of the contract. Goodbye, David.